This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John Lozano. Date of birth, November 24, 1995. Case ID number is 8106727. Date of exam, November 9, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, from a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/20/2023. Identifying information. This is a 27 and 11 and a half month old male who presented to my office with his mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right-sided brain injury / right blindness and left hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2016, where he worked as a scaffolding worker only for 2 months. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother, who is working. During the time he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he has been on disability for approximately 6 years. Allegation number one, right-sided brain injuries with right-sided blindness and left hemiplegia / paresis, secondary to a gunshot wound to his brain. History of allegations. The mother states that on December the 2nd, 2016, he was shot 3 times in an assault situation in South Carolina, where he was shot on the right side of his head and sustained right-sided eye blindness and left-sided hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant was presented at MUSC Hospital and was hospitalized for 3 months and then went to a rehab center for 3 months and to another and then transferred to a lesser degree rehab for another 2 months. The claimant went on to have approximately 5 surgeries of his brain with a craniotomy performed in 2016 with the removal of some of the bullet parts. However, the claimant still has some fragments in his brain that they could not remove, secondary to causing more damage. He does have a titanium mesh on the right side of his brain. The claimant did develop a mycotic fungal infection, which had to be treated in 2017. He does have a ventricular peritoneal shunt, which was placed in 2017, and a intravenous IVC filter, which was placed in 2016 to prevent emboli that were going to his lungs. The claimant was treated for a seizure disorder and has suffered severe depression along with venous emboli. He does presently have a intravenous filter, which has to be changed at this time, secondary to the fact that it is damaging the area where it was placed. He presented to the hospital with left hemiplegia / paresis, decreased balance, right eye blindness, aphasia, decreased cognitive and memory, along with a seizure disorder. The claimant did have a syncopal episode. His residual symptoms include left hemiplegia / paresis, decreased balance, and right eye blindness. He especially has a flaccid left upper extremity paralysis. He is able to ambulate a little bit. He is able to communicate much better and does have dysphagia. However, he does have decreased cognitive and memory and gets confused very quickly and is unable to understand exactly what you're asking him to do. He is still being treated for a seizure disorder. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 15 minutes, and unable to climb stairs, but he does use a cane occasionally, although he did not present with one today. The claimant is left-handed dominant and unfortunately has left arm plasia of his hand. He is able to write with the right hand a little bit, use a coffee cup with his right hand only, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He is presently on Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, and he was diagnosed with a right cerebral gunshot wound with brain damage and left-sided hemiplegia / paresis with right eye blindness. The claimant states that his daily activities include watching TV, sometimes going to the grocery store, making a few sandwiches, trying to help out with the laundry, and walking to do home exercises. He does have a provider that comes to his house 4 hours per day. At the present time, he uses a cane but did not present with one today. His physician is Dr. Gallegos, and he does not take any pain medications at this time. Family history, he did not know his father. His mother is 44 and suffers from hypertension. Medications, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams QD, levetiracetam 500 milligrams 2 tablets BID, duloxetine 30 milligrams BID. Medical problems, depression / seizure disorder / left hemiplegia / dysphagia, better, right eye blindness, history of small emboli, major surgeries, 5 surgeries, which include a craniotomy and a surgery to remove infection with the placement of titanium mesh on the right side of his brain. He also has a ventricular peritoneal shunt placed in 2017 with fragments of the bullet still in his right brain, and IVC filter placed in 2016. The claimant also had complications of a fungal infection in December of 2017 as well. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking for 2 to 3 years. He no longer smokes. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any history of delirium tremors, but has had a seizure disorder since his accident. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.0 Fahrenheit, weight 245 pounds, height 5 feet, 9 1/4 inch tall, BP 132 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 85 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute. BMI 33.5. General. This is a 27, an 11 and a half month old male who will be 28 by the end of this month, who presented to my office for disability evaluation, who appears to be his stated age and in mild acute distress. He also appears not to be a very reliable historian, secondary to being disoriented and confused with a lack of memory at this time, who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a abnormal cephalic traumatic head, especially of the right side. There is a 15-centimeter right-sided midline surgical scar with two other scars on the right parietal brain area, measuring 2 centimeters and 3 centimeters on the right side of his brain. No scleroderas was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The claimant does have a mild deformity of the right eye area where a bullet closely hit him in that area. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External outer canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. And extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the right side. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal for the right side. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 8 feet. OS uncorrected is 20 over 40. Pinhole is 20 over 40. Corrected is 20 over 25. Binocular uncorrected was 20 over 40, and binocular corrected is 20 over 25. Could you please drop down to skin on the last, after the last sentence? The claimant has multiple scars in his skull area, especially on the right side of his brain / head. There is also some scar tissue around the right eye. The claimant also has multiple tattoos all over his body. Neurological. The claimant was alert but was not completely oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He did not have clear thought processes, and his memory was poor. The claimant appeared to be confused and could not understand exactly what I was asking him. And his mother would have to answer the question. Concentration was fair, and he was not totally oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, and reflexes for the right brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes reflex was +2. Reflexes for the left brachioradialis and biceps reflexes was +3 on the left side. Cranial nerves, 2 through 12, appear to be grossly intact at this time, except for the right eye blindness. Cerebellar, the claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and ontalgic, as well as unsteady. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was positive. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, except for a flaccid left upper extremity. With a left lower limb weakness and also atrophy noted of the left lower extremity, although he is able to use his leg. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory finding in the right upper and lower extremity, and abnormal for the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to get up on top of the table to do the supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion of the right knee, but decreased range of motion of the left knee. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes and has difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He did not present with an assisted device but does have one at home that he uses. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 for the right side and +0/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the second nerve on the right side where he has blindness. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal, except for the left upper extremity where the reflexes were increased at +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the left upper extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially for the left lower extremity. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the right upper and lower extremity. And plus 3 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity, except the claimant does have a plus 0 over 5 grip for the left hand. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right side and completely abnormal for the left. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right hand. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well at this time. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to a right parietal cerebral injury from a gunshot wound. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength of plus 5 over 5 for the right side and plus 0 over 5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is normal for the right hand and completely abnormal for the left. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially of the left upper and lower extremities. The claimant has some limitations in his right visual fields and in his right eye vision, secondary to the gunshot wound. He is able to communicate, but with difficulty, and gets quickly confused and has decreased cognitive and memory function at this time, and does have limitations in a workplace environment secondary to the left upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis with right eye blindness and decreased cognitive function as well as memory. Probable diagnoses. Number one, brain injury with right eye blindness and left upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant, although he has improved a little bit, is not able to care for himself and has decreased cognitive function and does not understand multiple questions which were posed to him. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John Lozano.